Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And that is Golden Tate, a 59-yard touchdown. He got behind Kamal Ishmael.
That is sound from an NFL game last month, and what you can't tell from that clip is that the game was being played in London, even though it was between the Detroit Lions and the Atlanta Falcons. The Lions won. It is one of three games the league is playing in the British capital this year. The final game is Sunday when the Dallas Cowboys match up against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And the games this season have been so successful, selling out months in advance, that there's talk of putting an NFL team in London. So why is a country that calls soccer football so bullish on the American sport? And what is the NFL's real future in the UK? We want to ask the man who is in charge of that. His name is Alistair Kirkwood. He's managing director of NFL UK, and he's with us from London. Alistair, why is the NFL so interested in the UK?
I think two or three reasons. I think if you think about it domestically, the league has had unparalleled popularity in the last couple of decades. At some point in time, you're going to hit saturation point. I think ownership are aware that the success of the NFL over the last four or five decades has been about always thinking one generation ahead. Then the UK itself, it's the second largest sports rights market after the US, and so therefore it's an incredibly important market. You have owners who have business interests in the UK, so they understand it, and occasionally both countries speak the same language. Not always.
well, who's going to the games? Is it Brits who are going to those games, or is it Americans who are living in London?
So it's 90% Brits, of which around about 75% travel more than 2 hours to the game. The remaining 10%, it's split almost evenly between Americans and American expats and people from mainland Europe. So our most popular country after the UK is Germany, closely followed by Denmark and France.
And what, they're flying into London to see these games?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wow. There was a recent report in the Daily Mail that the NFL will be playing five games in London next year. There are three this season. Is that true? Are there going to be more than three next year?
No, it'll be three next year. I actually took that as a sign of a compliment, because once the British press start writing false stories about you, you know that you're actually carving your way into national consciousness.
Well, you certainly have gotten a national consciousness, because we've seen George Osborne, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, say that he wants to have an NFL team based in London. Is that the ultimate goal?
We don't actually know what the future is going to be, if I'm going to be completely honest. I mean, if you'd asked me 2 years ago how many games we'd be playing in 2014, I would not have been saying three games. We've gone from one game a year from 2007 through 2012, then two games last year, and then three games this year. You know, as your listeners know, momentum on the field is probably one of the key components to being successful. We've got momentum off the field. If it's going to be a franchise or something like that, that's going to be for the ownership to decide. And I think we'd have to be a lot bigger in terms of popularity, first of all, than where we're currently at for it to be sustainable. Probably the most important thing is that if there were a team to be here, they'd have to be competitive, and, you know, that the many logistics would need to be sorted out. But it's nice and exciting for those of us that have been at the journey right from the very start, for people to be talking it up.
Had to guess at this point, would you say that London would get a team before, say, Los Angeles, the second biggest media market in the U.S., which does not currently have an NFL team?
You know, the funniest thing about all this, Jeremy, is back in 2006. Let me go further back. I made a presentation to Roger Goodell before he became commissioner, saying we needed to do something in the U.K. And he was great and really supportive about us starting off. For the first 3 or 4 years, I think I was a figure of fun around the league offices, because I was doing my donking promotion, you know, saying we could do this, we could do incredible things, we could have regular season games, we could be as big as we want to be. And that's because there were very few people that were actually believing that we were going to make a difference. In the last couple of years, I've now become the most conservative, risk-aversive person in the league, because it's like, whoa, one game at a time, let's hold back, let's not go too quickly. And
why have you done that?
Because you can't take anything for granted. You can't take for granted the commitment of a home team giving up a regular season game. And I think it would be kind of rude and just disrespectful, first of all, for us to be kind of blasé about that. Then I think the second piece is, you've got to also respect that if the future, whatever that future is going to be decided by people that will have the care and attention of the league for future generations. So it's not about would I like to do something or not. Long-winded answer to your question, I personally don't think that a London franchise will come before an LA franchise.
There has been a lot of concern in this country about safety and especially concussions. There's been a lot of criticism of the NFL for not paying close enough attention to the concussion issue. Is the NFL UK worried about that? Are fans in the UK worried about the safety of this sport?
Something that's been really interesting in the last, I'd say, year and a half, 2 years, is that all major sports in the UK have now made this a priority. So we have folks from the English Premier League for soccer and for rugby, which is the second largest sport here, constantly asking to talk to our medical staff and our folks about the work that we've done to address it and maybe the scientific aspect as well.
But is football and American football and the way that it is played now compatible with that? Can it really be a safe sport?
I think the data supports it in terms of the health and improvement in the last 3 or 4 years kind of supports that we're on the right path. I think there's still some ways to go.
What about the safety issues involved with having players fly overseas? Does that put them at greater risk of getting injured?
We have not seen anything that supports that. We got lucky in the very first year. The New York Giants came over and played the Miami Dolphins, and they then went on to surprise the Patriots in Super Bowl. Ever since then, I think the record shows that teams that have come over have played better in the second half of the season or in terms of their win-loss record. I certainly haven't seen anything to support that we have more injuries by playing over here, but that hasn't been an issue.
Do you see the talent for NFL teams coming more from British players or European players? Is part of this about expanding the talent pool?
I think that would be a nice byproduct. I mean, we have 3 or 4 British players playing in the league currently. But, you know, we have to respect the brilliance of the U.S. college athlete and the real challenge that it is to kind of find relatively raw talent and try and get them up to speed to be playing at the equivalent levels as college athletes. I think we'll continue to be opportunistic and see where there are possibilities, but the player pool as it currently stands is pretty at a high level anyway.
Are you still going to call it American football if there's a team in London?
I think it would get very confusing if we tried to do that. I think we'll continue to call it American football and NFL just because we want to stand out.
You could call it soccer, too.
We could, right. That really, then we'd be even more popular.
Actually, what you should do is you should have the numbers go in the reverse direction on the field just to throw a little English humor into the whole thing.
Seriously, the great thing about our sport and the fans over here is that they actually want the authentic experience. That's why regular season games work so well here. That's why the likes of, you know, Tom Brady, Wes Welker, etc., that have come over have said that playing at our games it's the closest to playing at Super Bowl without being at Super Bowl, because it's a special event and we actually really honor the tradition of the U.S. way of doing it. And so you won't see any changes.
Alistair Kirkwood, Managing Director of NFL UK, thank you so much for talking with us.
Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Don't you think they could put at least a roundabout on the field just to have some fun? Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here Now.